The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of the Daily Detail Tip. This is Jimbo, your host. Today's episode is brought to you by the Detailer Inner Circle. It's the best because it's mine and the only one that I really know about that is so robust that I have a hard time, you know, talking about all that's in it. But the Detailer Inner Circle is for those people, those business owners that are really looking to take their detailing business to the next level. We have people, not only did we give you a free website, not only did we do two additional podcasts per month, not only do you have the most 24/7 access to me and P and everyone else in the inner circle, but it's just a really, really, really solid group of detailers. So if you're interested in that, you can find out more information at detailerinnercircle.com. And today's tip and where this episode idea came from, and I'm going to try to keep it short, is from a gentleman that I didn't get his approval to share his exact details. So I don't want to do that without his approval, but I thought, you know, his story isn't too unfamiliar for a lot of part-time detailers. And so that's why the title of this episode is going to be, you know, my advice to part-time detailers. Cause this gentleman, and I'm sure if you're listening, you will know that it's you. And obviously I responded to him privately, but it has to do with this. So he's a part-time detailer. He's doing 4 or 5 cars a month, and he's wondering if he should go through the hassle of having a website, learning SEO, and all of that. And my advice back to him was, and I'm assuming this wasn't clear, but I'm assuming he loves his day job or, you know, has no reason or no desire to leave his day job. He just really likes detailing as well and is doing a side hustle. Like, I believe every person on the face of the earth should have a side hustle. Even if detailing is your full time, you should definitely have a side hustle going. Cause multiple streams of income, in my opinion, is the holy grail. My advice back to him was, you know, and again, his question was, should he create a website? Should he go through that time hassle to build a website, but also, learn SEO, which is search engine optimization, which when I had Oscar Gill on the podcast, he talked about that a lot, how that kind of elevated his business. And SEO is a phenomenal thing. That's when when someone searches for, say, auto detailing in Orange County, California, or wherever you may be, insert your city there, you pop up to the top of the Google rankings without paying to be there. And one thing you do pay for is your time, which was this gentleman's, question is, should he, you know, he's comfortable where he's at doing these 4 to 5 cars a month. Should he invest the time that you need to invest to really learn and implement the SEO and have a website and all that? And here is my advice that I gave back. And this is what I want to talk about today, at least briefly. And this could be multifaceted. So I'm obviously not going to hit everything that I want to hit, but I want to do this in a quick daily detail tip. And maybe at a later date, I'll go more in depth to it. But here was my thing. That's great that you have 4 or 5 cars going a month, right? But if you, it just comes down to a supply and demand thing. So as I always say, sometimes you can't raise your prices, but you could become more efficient, right? And I usually always go into that efficiency thing. But what if you can raise your prices? What if you had the opportunity to raise your prices? And this was kind of the advice I gave back to this gentleman is that, look, I would have a website. Maybe don't worry about the SEO thing right now because that's so time consuming. And honestly, for very, very little money in the grand scheme of things, you can pay to get that top spot. So with SEO, I think it's a good long-term strategy, but if you're looking for instant results, SEO is definitely not the name of the game for instant results. It's definitely a long-term play. But what you can do is pay to get that top spot. That's why I talk about Google AdWords a lot, because you can just pay a few dollars a day and you can get that top spot without putting in all the hours and hours of work to learn backend SEO, keywords, tags, backlinks, and all that stuff, right? With no guarantee, you can pay and get the guarantee of being on top. So, but 100% you should have a website. And here's the reason. If you're only doing 4 or 5 cars a month, right? Or maybe you're even full-time, but you have very limited availability, that means your demand is very high, right? Because people want to get in your schedule. Your supply is also very low. So when you're demand is high, supply is low, guess what you can do? You can raise prices. So the gist of this was, if you're a part-time detailer, you may want this advice may be a little bit more applicable than a full-time detailer, but same rules apply either way, right? So if you have a website, because this gentleman was worried about getting too busy, right? And then he was going to have to start turning down work if he was too busy, which my opinion is that's okay to turn down work, because as your demand gets higher and higher and higher and your supply gets lower and lower and lower, guess what? Your prices go higher and higher and higher. So as you keep raising your prices and remain efficient, your wage is going to skyrocket, right? And then you're not so dependent upon a certain amount of clients or whatever, because you know if you lose a client, you turn down a car, you don't want to do a job, you know that there is another customer right behind him that's either going to call you or is already in line. So if you're a part-time detailer and you're wondering, should you, you know, some guys will call and say, hey, I'm part-time, should I join the detailer inner circle? Obviously, the response is yes, of course, but it's not yes, of course, because I want to take your money every month. It's yes, of course, because what if something happens to your full-time job? What if you want to go full-time detailing? What if, you know, something changes at your full-time job? What if the economy shifts and you need more money? It's like you really want, you never want to be stagnant. You never want to be just hanging on. You constantly want to be growing, constantly want to be, you know, doing something. And in the form of a website and SEO, the longer your website is around, the better your SEO is going to get. So even if you know, I would recommend for this gentleman, and this is a way longer answer than I gave over Facebook Messenger, of course, but the point is that even if you don't think you're going to use your website right away, get it, do it as quickly as possible. Don't spend a ton of money or time on it. And the point is to just let it sit there, and it's there for when you're ready to pay more attention to it. But meanwhile, it's ranking and indexing with Google and all that, just sitting there and just getting older and older and older. The older the website is, the more authority it has, the better ranking ability it has. So the website thing is like definitely, you know, and some people say, well, I have a Facebook page or I have a Google Plus page or whatever. And it's like, yeah, but what if Facebook goes away? Is it going to? Probably not. But what if it did? Do you really want to be reliant upon a social media platform that you have zero control over? And that's where we get in trouble when algorithms change on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever. We get in trouble because we're solely dependent upon that platform to keep delivering in the way that it's always delivered. And the reality is that it's not always going to be like that, right? And so while websites may be becoming less important, they, for the time being, still are important and still should be your home base online, is the way I look at it. So I hope that helps to the gentleman that wrote in the question. If you have a question and you want to see it as a daily detail tip, I'd love to hear your questions. I'll try my best to respond in the moment and then as well in a podcast for everyone to hear. And so, yeah, that is that. And I had another point, but I think I'm going to end it there because we're pushing 10 minutes. I wanted to invite you guys over to my YouTube channel. I've been hacking and hacking away at YouTube to try to figure it out. And I figured something out that I really enjoy doing, and that is comparing cheap products versus very expensive products. Usually I try to find the polar opposite spectrum. So I try to find the cheapest one product that I can find and then the most expensive comparable product, and that's where the comments get fun on YouTube. So if you're bored and you want to laugh, you could just read through the comments on some of these cheap versus expensive videos. But you can head over to autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube, and that's going to redirect you to my YouTube channel, where these videos have really gained some steam. And I don't really know if there's anyone else doing quite the same thing with cheap versus expensive in the car care arena. At least I couldn't really find it. So it's kind of fun for me. It's a different outlet, definitely, from the podcast. This is a little bit more serious, a little bit more applicable, and that's more a little more entertaining, I like to say. So it's a little bit of a different side of me over there on YouTube, but I like it and I enjoy it. And it's much more fun for me than showing you how to shampoo a carpet, which is just incredibly boring, in my opinion. And not only is it boring for me to do and probably boring for you to watch, but there's 5 million other people doing it on YouTube. So I'm happy to try to find this white space in the YouTube realm, and I hope you will join me over there. And that'll conclude this week, but we're doing 5 episodes a week right now. So that will conclude today's daily detail tip. Hope you enjoyed. See ya.